kids were a lot different, or?
Oh, they enjoyed it. They had a lot of fun out of it. When they went to school, there was no problem. And they were born here in this town. You've been working up here for a good while.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and you, have you met the senior Connor?
I think so. I don't know the kids that will go.
No, I'm just talking about Cecile.
Is she a older?
That's my ex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's their mother.
Did she work up here somewhere?
No, she's retired. She worked at the laundry for quite a while. And at one of the paternity houses.
Was there a lot of parent involvement at the school?
Yeah, they had meetings, you know. But as I said, a lot of this stuff was cut and dried. Over there before it was known over here. So didn't have any. Our parents had a lot to say, but they didn't go in it. They had everything already. Figured out what they were gonna do it. That's the thing what it is now, when they have these town meetings, they already know what's gonna happen, what they're gonna do. If you go up there, your little boy's gonna mean that. Just enough to say we had a few blacks. That's what it's all about. I know it's time.
You think that's the way it's always been?
That's the way it's always been. That's the way it's always been. And that's the way it's going to always be.
You think so?
Yeah. Because some of these young ones that's coming up, these old ones retire or move out, they're going to go by the same old history. Grandfather clause. That's something that they need to do away with that. Grandfather clause. She didn't. She excuse me.
So you don't think there's any change gonna happen?
Oh, a few things might change, but it won't be in my time. It ain't gonna be no change for the next 10 years.
Did your sons go, did they graduate from this school?
Yep. And my older son went on the right. He went to Legion McCray College up in the mountains.
Yeah,
he went up there for 3 years and dropped out. He was on the football team.
At this?
At Lee McCray.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So did this school continue to go all the way through 11th or 12th?
Or 11th.
11th?
Yeah.
All the way till it closed? It was.
Yep. I said, yes, I think that's right. I'm not sure either, of course. Let's see. They might have stopped in the ninth grade up here, of course. My son went to North Mac, and that's where he was playing football, with North Mac. And went to Legion McCray College up there. Went up there and ran over that team. Ran over that team. He came down here and played Davis College over there. Right. He was on the punt return. He returned the punt for 96 yards. And on the next kickoff, he returned it for 80 yards. No nobody on the field could catch him. Nobody. He made a raving running little boy.
Where do you get that from?
Right here. Get it from here. Oh, I could trip now.
So I bet that was pretty exciting to see him come back here and play in Davis.
Oh, it was great. It was the greatest thing. It would have had to hold me back, man. I was starting across the field. I said, well, you can't go across. Yeah. Yes, he did. He really tore the ground up over there.
Now, when he went to North Mech, was that after integration?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So was he one of the first to go over there?
No.
That was later.
Yeah. Yeah, there were several of them over there.
But tell me more about what it was like for you, though, because you were saying that you went over to this elementary school. Seems like you had a real special chance to see, you know, the white school and the black school. Most people didn't ever get that.
Yeah, that's right. To see the sent four of us, what they call four of the smartest ones. That's what Mr. Jenkins called the four of the smartest ones over there. And Professor Ives sent four of his smartest ones over here. You know? So that's how we got to mingle together, you know. I felt good about it, you know. And we didn't all just go there and sit together, you know. Sit. Or in between, you know.
Was it difficult at all? Were there any kind of problems or anything?
No.
Everybody?
None whatsoever. Mm-hmm. See, they sent the smartest one, they, you know, what they call the most, well, I don't know how to figure that, the most intelligent, one that would give less trouble than some of the others. Now, there were some smarter than I, you know, but they like to kind of keep up a little noise, a little racket, get something going, you know. They want that. That's how it got started.
So did you make many friends at the white school going over there?
Yeah, sure. And I don't know them all now, but I sure did. Now, the Kimbrough boys, I knew them, Dr. Woods, especially Jimmy, you know, and, I can't tell you all of them now.
Can't remember. Was that pretty common around here to have, you know, black children and white children being good friends, or was that?
Yeah. Now, they. See, when we had this broken field out here where they played football and over here baseball, a lot of them would come, you know, come and mingle and talk and have a good time because they enjoyed it, you know. To tell you the truth, our football boys were much rougher than the white kids. So they enjoyed coming over here and seeing them tear each other's ass. You know, that's, and a lot of the old people came by, you know. So this was a big thing right here before they put this other part of the building in. And I hate they took the ground from us over here, you know. But that's the way it is. They took it. And that out here at the Exxon, they took that and now they don't want it. Some supermarket had planned to build over there. They'd haul all their steel beams and all that kind of stuff over there. And somehow something went wrong and the cutters made them move all that stuff back. Now you see what they could have done, don't you? All the big condos down there. Mm-hmm. But there ain't none on the college property. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Oh, is it Michael?
It's okay. I think we're finishing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well.